The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Well, this is a unique Sunday. If you're a visitor, you have come on the very, very best day to be at Living Waters Church. How many, do we have any visitors here today? Anybody that hasn't been here before? Okay, well, you count as visitors. They tend to always end up coming. This is my cousin Josh and his wife Candy. They always come on Connect Expo Sunday. I think it's the mini donuts, maybe. I'm not sure. Amen. But yeah.
They like us too. Am I live yet?
Jess, can I get this other mic on, please? Thank you.
I've just said that I really love Jesse and appreciate his work, but
yes,
it didn't come out the first
yes,
time.
Yes, I heard that. Thank you, Jesse. Okay, well, we have early release today, so we want to kind of move it on through relatively quickly.
Contrary to some people thinking it's not because the Vikings are playing today.
Nope.
We're going to get you there in time as well.
Yes. So we just wanted to take this Sunday, once a year we take a Sunday to celebrate and highlight the ways that we connect in community here at Living Waters Church. And it's an opportunity. How many of you know in your own families what you celebrate shows what you value? So when we celebrate something in our families and, you know, birthdays, football parties, whatever, what we celebrate demonstrates what we value. And so this is a day that we get to say we value being intentional about creating community. And for us as family life pastors, part of our role is to create that sense of family and to help you create that, because we can't create it on a Sunday morning alone. And so my little mini, this whole month is dedicated to, our sermon series is dedicated to cultivating community. So show up for the other weeks to get a little more. There's not going to be a sermon on that today, other than just to say that it's really important to God. That's why we celebrate it. That's why we make it a really key piece of what we do. The key verse that my dad used last week in opening that series was in Hebrews, I hope. Okay, good. I didn't actually listen to it yet, but he had mentioned that was a verse he was going to use. And it talks about, Hebrews 24, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. And it's saying this is an important piece of walking out your Christian life, is being in community with one another. Nothing more is required for salvation. That's all in Jesus. But nowhere in Scripture ever did Jesus say, it can just be you and I, and we don't need anybody else. For salvation, it's all in Him. But to walk that out, do you know that I can't even know that I'm walking like Jesus unless I'm walking with other people? I can't even know if it's working unless I'm in relationship with other people. And having people in community is the most fulfilling. It's the most encouraging. That you can get so much out of it. But how many of you know it's also not that easy all the time? You know, it can also be a difficult thing to walk out. And so we want to celebrate when we're being intentional about doing that. And we do that by highlighting some of the ways that we're doing that. We know that some of you are intentional about doing that and you're not in our little brochure. You know, we know that. We know that this is a house that people are intentional about doing that. But today, we're celebrating the ways that we do here. And we will be looking for, we have three Connect groups that are ongoing groups that are meeting this year. We really would like to see more in the coming year. For one thing, because all of them are in Elk River, and we know all of you are not in Elk River. And so we'd like to see some in some other communities. So we'll be doing what we can to cultivate that. But we just wanted to take an opportunity to celebrate what it is that we do to cultivate that, because it is important. It's, we find a great deal of courage in community, and we know that we all need that. So today, we want to celebrate it and invite you into finding that. We'll talk a little more about how we do that through the Connexpo, which, just in case you're, you know, on the fence, should I come, should I not, there is mini donuts, and there is cool Living Waters Church swag. Everybody goes home a winner, but you must be present to win, just like in community.
You were wondering what I was up here for, right?
Yes.
I'm Vanna. This is it.
No. Share a little bit about your heart for community, babe.
All right. All right. And I do want to take this hat off. So
so that we can take you seriously.
That's right.
Yes.
That may or may not help. What I do want to share a little bit about this last year. And there's been a fair amount of discussion about some of the stuff that we've all faced. You know, as a body, we've lost loved ones this past year, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's that. But you don't even have to be recent or long-term members of this church to be a member of the human race. We've all faced loss of one kind or another. And one of the things that happened for me this past year, as I was dealing with loss of a good friend and of a family member, is that I was involved in a Connect group, or I was involved in Connect groups, and I was involved in various ones, but especially in my case, the men's huddle. So what I would want to share with you is sometimes when people have come up to us, either me or my wife or other family members, and said, how did you guys do that this year? Or maybe their impression was is that we had it together, maybe even a little bit more together than we ought to. I know the answer, and it's twofold. Number one, it was absolutely God and God's grace. But number two, it was the God that we saw in all of you that were members of the body and members of the groups that we were in. For me in particular, at the men's huddle, this is a group that, I got to be honest with you, sometimes it would be the Monday that we're meeting. We meet on the third Monday of each month this year. But when we would meet, sometimes I'd be driving here and I go, you know, I don't totally feel like I've got something that I can offer. And it was always okay because somebody else did.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else had something for me. And so that's why it kind of keeps you wanting to go back. And one message in particular, you know, Lisa, was when your husband came. It was the last time that Brian, who went to several men's huddles with me, that he came to the meeting. And this is like, I really needed to be there and I wanted to be, so that part was good. But when Brian spoke, he gave me a gift that I carry with me to this day that I would have missed if I wasn't involved in something outside of these four walls. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, by the way, what his message was. Beyond it being like he held court. He absolutely held court at that group. And there was maybe 12 or 13 of us around this table. And he got up, and that wasn't easy for him. And he talked for 40 minutes about things that were important to him. And one of the biggest ones that he shared was, is that if we can't have faith in the difficult things, then our faith in the good times is of no value. And that's, I've shared that before, but that was the first time I had heard that. And he's just saying that with a straight face, just going, So I have faith right now, and that moment in time, it was a moment, has carried me through all kinds of difficult things. And there are moments like that in Connect groups and in Bible studies and in all the different focus groups and things that we have here, that this is great. Sunday mornings are great. In fact, I probably like Sunday mornings more than anybody in this room. I challenge you.
He really does.
I love coming here. I love coming up here. And when we, for whatever reason, if we miss it, I go, what's...
He doesn't like it when we miss
church. We're not as holy as I thought, or something like that. But
that's not it. He just likes you all.
I do.
Yeah.
But this is good. But that was better. That was a moment that I wouldn't have gotten. And there's other moments like that. And there's moments like that in your future if you get outside of here and get involved in a group. And so part of what today's about is that we can reintroduce you each fall to the opportunities that are out there in this body. Didn't think I was going to get that far.
Yeah, well, it is about doing life together. And so in these different opportunities, that's where we get to do life together. You know, all of us have a desire to be seen and to be known. in a way that can't happen in this gathering quite the same way. And so these are, you know, we're celebrating those opportunities where people are being seen and known, where they have one another's around them, where they've submitted themselves and committed themselves to being in community with one another. And inviting you into that, just whatever that looks like, whether it's here or a group in your neighborhood or at work, just to consider, do I have community around me that is challenging me, that's giving me courage, that's reminding me to step over the line when it's a barrier to me, and they're reminding me who I am, that's reminding us about faith, that's here to hear those words. It's as important to me that there was a group of men that got to hear Brian's heart at that time. That was so valuable for them and for him. And so just want to encourage you in that get that in your life. If you don't have it, and if you need help finding it, we would like to help facilitate that. But to be intentional about it. Okay, so the kids are going to be back in very shortly. But I just want to let you know a little bit about... Oh, let me say this. Did you know that today, the actual day, is the 28th anniversary of Living Waters Church being planted? Yay. I know. We probably should have had a cake or something, but we have mini donuts. So, but I just want to encourage you that in the fabric of Living Waters Church was the belief that care and discipleship takes place when the body ministers to one another in love. And so let's look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, may you grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And so really the core mission around connect groups, women's groups, men's groups, even what we do in the children's ministry and the youth ministry, is that we are giving the body an opportunity to build itself up in love. We're giving this is telling us that's how we grow up into exhibiting Christ, is that we learn how to speak the truth in love to one another, that we each supply something to one another, and that out of that comes this maturing in our faith. And so today we're looking at ways that we provide discipleship and equipping through cultivating relationship with one another. I have been... you know, there's revelation that comes on a Sunday morning. There is the teaching that comes on a Sunday morning. I may even get prayer from someone on a Sunday morning, but I walk that out as actual discipleship in my daily life. And I have learned more about who Jesus is in walking that out in relationship than I ever could standing here, either here or there, facing the front. Do you know what I mean? There's something that we get when we're actually kind of life on life, walking those things out. And so part of it is not only, hey, there's groups that have something you need. Part of it is there's groups that need you. There are other people that need a place to belong. There are other people that need what you would supply in their lives. They need to rub shoulders with you. They need to drink coffee with you, because of course coffee is also biblical. No, not, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm pretty sure where it talks about gathering, it really means that. But it's not actually in as part of our founding doctrine, coffee. Anyway, but I just want to encourage you that that there is something that you carry that other people need to gather with.
Good.
There's something that you carry that people are looking for. And part of it for us is that we would have people, when we have people that are coming in to our body, that we can connect them with family. We want to connect them with truth. We want to connect them with identity. We want to equip them, but we also want to see them connected with community and family around them. And so that you all are a big part of that. So we have connect groups, which meet on an ongoing basis typically. We also have connect groups that might be short-term, like a short-term Bible study or around a specific purpose. Our kind of connect group this fall, we're going to do a Love After Marriage weekly class in our home, because we just felt, and in our hearts, like we just want to really go deep with some couples.
And it's not in Elk River, by the way.
Not in Elk River, Big Lake.
So
that's good. Yeah.
Click that box.
Yeah,
right there.
That's awesome. Yeah. But there's a lot of other things. There might be something in your heart, like that's a passion that's in our heart. There might be something in your heart that you would want to gather around, and that would be something that we would love to hear from you about. So we have those connect groups. We celebrate the children's ministry and the youth ministry today because they are a group that is doing relationship together, doing discipleship together, that they are, the teachers and the youth group leaders are creating community and teaching and training kids, how do we walk this out in community? And so we celebrate that part of it, what they're doing there. We have the men's huddle. We have Women at the Well. We have Higher Call, which is definitely an equipping arm of what we do at Living Waters Church, but it's done through relationship. How many of you have participated in Higher Call at any point? A lot of you. How many of you formed really deep relationships with people in that process? You're going after the goal of being equipped and allowing the Lord to teach and train you, but we do that in a relational setting. There's, tables, and you're working through things together and talking it through. And so it's just a really core piece of who we are. We have the prayer shawl ministry that is kind of grandfathered in as a connect group because there's just such relationship that's been built in that, in the women, and teaching others how to crochet and knit. I think my grandma's taught me like 6 times, oh, I want to learn. And then I forget. So I'm due probably. So if you wanted to come and just learn how to do that, and the community that comes out of that, they pray together. They practice getting words from the Lord for these prayer shawls that they're giving to people. It's all a part of how we're intentional to create community. So I don't know if the kids are supposed to be in like any minute now.
It's weird that didn't turn out exactly the way we thought.
I know, that's so crazy.
But having said that, we could talk a little bit about this during the video when we do play it, and we were hoping to play it when the kids were here, but it's not necessarily a kids' video. It's to be informative to the grown-ups. But when we're doing that, I'm going to be walking around the room, and I'm going to be passing a card like this to everyone. And the reason why we're waiting for the kids is because the kids get a card too. The card's very simply got a spot on it for you to add. As you visit each table, the people at the table are going to punch a hole in your card. So, at the very end, you can prove to the Nitz family, who are at the gift table, that you have done your due diligence. You've visited every table, including the youth table, which is not in the fellowship room, but rather in the youth room. You want to see it, by the way. It's the coolest furniture showroom display I've ever seen inside of a building. So you want to do that. But if you bring this card and you really want to, because we do have cool swag, let me show you what we haven't shown you yet. We do have these cool flashlights that are so bright that they remind you of the sun. We have pens at tables. This right here, this ball here is, we wanted to get something so that the 1, 2, 3, 4-year-olds would have something that wasn't this is cool.
Yeah.
and everybody wants one. So we are nicely as we can letting the kids know that this is not a gift that they get to have, but they can have the flashlight, they can have the hat, they can have the cool water bottle. We do also have a really neat knife. All these things say Living Waters on them.
Also not for
We've
the
already
kids.
Passed it out to all the kids in the nursery, so that they'll probably be
They're
gone
good.
By the time you get there. But in any event, it says... That's not true?
No.
Okay. So. All right. So that said, that's what you win. So if you make it to all the tables and please honor these folks if you can and visit them. Some of the people, like especially the children's ministry, if you don't have kids, you don't meet these people because they're not in the service because mm-hmm. they're in children's ministry. So it's an opportunity to see what they do and to thank them for what they're doing. That's my story. Here come some of the kids. That's cool. So I'll be passing out these punch cards to everybody. And don't forget, there's mini donuts. And Damien is taking care of that. He's our mini donut king. He's waving to us all in the back. All right. That's what we know about that.
So we would encourage you, when you go to the different booths, it's not just, like, for example, if you are a man, you can still go to the women's ministry booth. Because it's not just, hey, I'm interested in joining. It's going to the booth to just hear what they do. And that could be interesting, right, guys? What is it that they do at these meetings? It mostly involves talking. But I would encourage you, when you go to the booth, they're going to want to hear a question before they're going to punch your card. So ask them something about their group. Ask them how long they've been meeting. Ask them what kind of people usually come. Ask them what kind of food they serve, because most of them do serve food. Ask them, if there was a theme song for your group, what would it be? Whatever. Ask them a question, because part of it is just celebrating what they're doing, celebrating how they're loving and serving the body and facilitating that. So we will make sure everybody gets a punch card before you go out, and then you kind of make the rounds and go pick out your very cool swag at the swag table. It's my new word that I heard, so I have to say it a lot. And definitely get some mini donuts. Do you want to start the video, you think?
Yeah, so are you ready back there to start the video? Is there anybody close enough to the lights that they can make those dimmer? That's happening.
Hi, I'm Trisha Getty.
And I'm Barb Monte.
The donuts are calorie free.
If you just lick them, they are.
No, not so much.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Trisha Getty.
And I'm Barb Montague.
We're here representing a Connect group called Topical Bible Study. We are studying topics in the Bible, and the first one that we studied was called the Bible. And we studied what the Bible says about the Word of God. And went into in-depth. It was wonderful. Now we're finishing up the next topic, which is called Wisdom. And we've been going all the way from Genesis through Revelation. And it also has been really a revelatory, wonderful study. We do meet Saturday mornings from 10 to 11:30 or beyond, and we welcome you. We'd love to have you join us.
And I just want to let you know how we kind of started this. Trisha and I were taking a walk one day, and we started talking about how many years it's been since we've been in a Bible study. And we thought, well, why don't we put together and have a Bible study? So that's how it started. We want to invite anyone 16 and older who is really hungry to dig into the Word of God. And couples, men and women, you're all invited. So come on.
Join us.
Yeah.
We meet at my townhouse in Elk River.
And all the details are in the handout.
We are the Brueleman Connect Group. We are the Ashlemans, and this is
the Brewers.
We meet every Sunday in Elk River from 4:30 to 6:30. We're going to start on September 22nd at the Ashleman home in Elk River. Anyone is welcome. We are a family home group and love to talk and fellowship as a family. And what do we do when we're at our Connect group, John?
Thanks for asking, Dana. We're going to start with a time for devotions and ministry, and then end with a meal and time for fellowship. Is there anything else we do, Corey?
Well, I can tell you what you can expect. You can expect to come and get filled with fellowship, encouragement, and leave with a full heart and a full belly.
But you need to bring something.
What do you need to bring, Jeremy?
You need to bring your Bible and a desire to grow in the Lord together.
We hope that you can come. Again, September 22nd. It's a Sunday, 4:30 in Elk River. Hope to see you there.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Barb Montague, and my husband here, Dan Montague. We're with a special guest tonight, Sandra Erickson, Representative Sandra Erickson, and we're here for praying for our country every Sunday night at 6:30.
We're in our fourth year of doing that, and we pray for our president, for our government, for elected officials, for things that God puts on our heart that are really important right now to intercede for. And tonight we have one of our special guests. About once a month we have someone come in that is either a county sheriff, a local elected official, some of the candidates that have been running for office in the past. And Sandra, how did you get here tonight?
Well, my neighbors invited me, but this is such an honor and such a privilege to be prayed for, and I look forward to receiving those prayers and having the Holy Spirit work in us tonight.
So if you have a heart to pray for our country and our government and our officials,
come on and join us. It's fun. Every week it's different, so we never know what God's going to do, but it's neat. It's great.
Sunday night, 6:30.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about Higher Call School of Ministry. The primary purpose is to equip our members and people from outside the church, our local church here in the community, on various aspects of ministry, and we focus on different areas. It is our intent and our strong belief that God wants to use his people to bring a revival to this region in their spheres of influence. And so who is it for? It is for anyone that has a desire to grow in any specific area of ministry that we happen to be focusing on. We meet on Thursday nights, usually from about 7 to 9 o'clock. We meet right here in this room in the Fellowship Hall at Living Waters Church. And it's usually a very fun and relaxed time of both teaching and training, but also group discussion and activation. So we encourage you to come if you can and invite someone. And again, it's not just for people at Living Waters Church, but also from people in the surrounding area. So come if you can.
Hi, my name is J. Brian Calva, and I help run the men's ministry known as The Huddle. The men's huddle likes to get together the third Monday of each month in the fellowship room. What we like to do is we like to bring some ideas and sort of shed light on them, you might say. We like to toss things around and kind of make a plan, if you will, huddle up and talk about some things that we might be able to do that'll help make our lives better, make us better husbands or sons or fathers or whatever. We like to do that, as I mentioned, the third Monday of each month. And we like to serve a meal, maybe bring a word or a message, and always try to be edifying. So if you would like to get together with the guys once a month and talk about things to help build each other up, then come to our group and shed some light on things.
Hi, I'm Renee Calva.
And I'm Elisa Berry.
And we are part of the team that leads Women at the Well, the women's ministry here at Living Waters Church. We meet the first Monday of each month at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. And we just want to provide an opportunity for women to encounter Jesus, to be in relationship with one another, to get refreshed. And then out of that, for them to be able to bring transformation to their sphere around them, where they work, where they are at home with their kids, in their city, in their community, just like the woman at the well.
And this year, we are going to be talking about how God has created each one of us to be women of influence and power, and looking at different heroines of the Bible and throughout history. And then also interviewing some ladies in person.
Right, some of our own ladies around us that are heroes of the faith.
So we're really excited. Last year was such a blessing. If you were a part of Women at the Well, it was awesome. And this year is going to be great too.
It is. So we hope you can join us for Women at the Well this year.
Hi, I'm Sandy Fallhaber, and this is Glory. And we have a home group that meets at our house. I host and co-lead it, and it's for women, and we develop friendships, encouraging and supporting each other. It's not a focused Bible study. We are married or single. All of us are grandmothers. On special occasions, husbands are invited to join us. You can't bring food your first visit, but be sure to call before your first visit, just in case we've made other plans.